It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? We're television neighbors again. I'm glad of that. Remember when I had to go to a meeting last time and Mr. Aber stayed for a while here with you? Well, I was making arrangements for us to go to hear this wonderful person play the piano. He's one of the world's great pianists, and I've always wanted you to meet him and hear him play. His name is André Watts. I remember when I was learning to play the piano, I made so many mistakes with the music, it didn't sound very good at all. In fact, I would go like this. But my parents and my teacher told me that making mistakes was all part of learning. So I just kept at it, and I really enjoy it now. Of course, I don't play the way Mr. Watts plays. I mean, after all, he's one of the best in the whole world. And as soon as he calls, we'll be able to go and meet him. His fingers go just like the wind all over the piano. Wait till you see and hear him. But right now, we have time for some make-believe, because it probably won't be for a while before he calls. So, trolley. Yes. Last time we pretended that Mr. Skunk had been frightened, and he sprayed his skunk smell all over Audrey Duck, who was right beside him. Audrey went into the castle to get cleaned up, and after a while, Handyman Negri went to look for her, and she wasn't around. Well, the king is planning a big party for everyone to hear Audrey Duck's poem. So, of course, he'll want her to be found, and found soon. So let's make-believe about that now. Trolley, neighborhood of make-believe. Yes, trolley, yes, but all the decorations are up, and the noted world is invited. Ms. Duck must be found for her great poetry reading gala.
She may be worried about that.
About what?
You're making such a big fuss about her poem.
Nonsense. She's going to do just fine. I just know.
Hi, friends.
Hi. Hi,
Charles R. Aber, Westwood neighbor, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
And the nature of your visit?
Oh, I've brought the poster for the poetry reading gala.
Oh, I'd like to see that, yes. Ooh.
Does it meet with your approval, sire?
It's excellent.
Good. Yes. How many of them would you like me to make up for you?
That all depends, Mr. Aber.
On what?
Do you know how to find a duck?
What kind of duck?
A poetry reading duck.
You mean... you don't know where Audrey Duck is?
That's exactly what I mean. Will you kindly wait one moment? Oh. I would like to commission both of you to find Audrey Duck, the famous poet.
But Uncle Friday...
No but uncles about it, Niece Eberlyn. You may proceed.
Yes, sire.
Yes, sire.
Well, where do we begin?
You know how to make some animal sounds, don't you?
Yes.
Can you make a duck sound?
Quack, 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 quack.
Good. Good. Let's walk along, and maybe Audrey will hear your duck sounds and come out from wherever she's hiding.
All right.
Quack, quack.
Do I hear a duck? Well, if it's you, Audrey Duck, I just want to say again how sorry I was when I laughed at you. But I can't see you anywhere. Where in the world are you hiding?
That's what we're wondering, X.
Lady Evelyn.
Do you have any idea where Audrey could have gone?
I haven't seen her, no. You mean you can't find her?
No, but we're looking.
Oh, is that why you two look like detectives?
That's it.
Do you have the slightest idea of where you could find her?
I hope she didn't go away because I laughed at her that day.
Oh, no, X. She says that's all over.
Maybe she's just staying with a friend for a while.
That could be.
Who are her friends?
Almost everybody.
But she's not here in the tree with you, X.
No, and Henrietta's still away, so I know she's not in that house there either.
Oh, thanks anyway, X.
If you do find her, please tell her I really like her little poem. Even though it is short, I'm still making a book out of it for her.
I'm sure she'll really like that, X.
I hope so.
See you later, X.
Okay, then. Happiness to you in your life ahead.
Quack, quack, quack. Quack, quack. Quack, 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 quack. Quack, quack. Quack, quack. Quack, 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 quack.
Is that you, Audrey?
Quack, quack.
Well, I thought you were supposed to be lost.
Quack, quack.
Anna, have you seen Audrey Duck? We've been... Oh, Audrey Duck is not hiding out here.
What does that mean?
It means that Audrey is not hiding out here. You don't see her anywhere, do you?
No, I don't see her.
But when people are hiding, they usually can't be seen.
You can look all around out here.
Quack, quack. Quack, quack, quack.
Anna Platypus.
Yes, Mr. Raber?
Is Audrey Duck hiding any place besides out here?
To answer that question?
No, Anna, you don't have to. But there are a lot of people who are wondering where Audrey is, and we just like to be able to tell them that she's fine.
Oh, she's fine.
And X the Owl said to tell her that he has her book nearly finished, and he really likes her poem.
Audrey Duck!
Oh, I just wanted to get away. King Friday was making too much fuss about my poem. Mr. Skunk made me smell awful, and I had to change into my second best dress, and it's not as fancy, and I just needed to hide.
Of course you did, Audrey. But you didn't want people to worry, did you?
No.
And X did say he liked your little poem.
It sure is little.
Sometimes the littlest things are the best things.
Would you say that again?
Sometimes the littlest things are the best things.
Wow!
Sometimes the littlest things are the best things.
I think I'm gonna be... right.
Is it okay to tell the king where you are?
I'll go with you, and I'll tell him myself.
I take my hat off to you, Ms. Duck.
Thank you.
Mine too.
Thank you too. I'd like to go too.
Oh, of course, Anna. Yes, she's fine, Trolley.
We're going to see the king now. This is so exciting.
Sometimes the littlest things are the best things. I guess Audrey needed to hear that so that... Well, there's the telephone. Hello? Yes. Oh, thank you. In the recital hall? Right away. All right, fine. Thank you very much. So we can go right now to meet Mr. Watts. He's at the concert hall where he'll be playing later today. So come with me to meet Andre Watts.
Yes, it is.
Are you going to play that tonight?
No, I use that to warm up and to get a feel for the keyboard, just to be comfortable before I really start practicing.
I'd like you to know my television neighbor, Mr. Andre Watts.
Hi.
I've been telling them about you, and I've wanted them to be able to hear you play.
Oh, thank you.
You started when you were a little boy, didn't you?
Yes, I started studying the piano when I was about 6.5 years old. And actually, I started the violin first.
The violin?
But I only played the violin for a few months. I liked the piano better. I liked the sound that I could make on this instrument better than on the violin.
I wonder if people don't just feel something when they come to a certain instrument, and then you choose your own.
Maybe. I feel now very comfortable. I'm awfully happy that I got to play the piano. It feels better to me.
Is there a composition that you learned when you were a little boy that you could play?
Yes, I remember a little piece by Schubert, a musical moment by Schubert.
Could we hear that?
Yes.
Thank you.
lovely.
And isn't that nice?
Mm-hmm, and you smile when you play it.
Well, I like this piece. It's sort of like clocks. Or little horses, you know, prancing sort of. I like it. It's such a wonderful stance. Yes, that's one of the first pieces that I ever learned.
Sometimes when you felt sad or angry, would you play the piano the way that felt?
Yes, when I'm feeling unhappy, going to the piano and just playing gently and listening to sounds makes everything slowly seem all right. For example, if I'm not feeling very well, and I sit and I play a piece like this. We didn't even have any melody yet. And already just the sounds, it's like waves of sound washing over you. And you begin to feel your shoulders going down and everything everything maybe is okay. Washing sound, you know.
You feel as if you could just lie down and rest.
Yes, yes.
Do you ever make mistakes? I mean, I know when I learned to ride a bicycle, for instance, I fell so many times while I was learning. I have a feeling it's all part of learning.
Yes, it's all part of just being people. We all make mistakes, and playing music and playing the piano, I make mistakes all the time. I wish I didn't, but I do. And every time you make a mistake, naturally you think about it, because you think, oh, that's too bad. And you think about, why did I do that? And you try not to let it happen again. And while you figure out why you made that mistake, you actually learn more about that piece of music or that place in the piece of music. So it is always a learning experience. Even when you're unhappy about the fact that you made a mistake, it has its positive side.
I'd like very much to hear something that you like to play.
Oh, okay. A little short piece called In a Dream by Franz Liszt.
In a Dream?
Yes, it's sort of a hazy. It's like if you look at a picture through some silk, fine silk or something, nothing is very distinct.
Thank you for that.
Isn't it a strange little piece?
And by Liszt.
Yes, by Liszt. In a Dream. And it's very modern for Liszt.
Oh, it's beautiful. I wondered as you were playing, sometimes you close your eyes.
Oh, yes, I guess I do. Sometimes I forget all the things that I do while I'm playing. I guess it helps my imagination and my concentration. If I close my eyes, I don't get distracted by all the ordinary things of my jacket, and it's black, and there's writing here, and all that, you know.
It's as if sometimes you're someplace else.
Ah, well.
Yeah. Do you ever surprise yourself when you're playing?
Sometimes. You know, when you really concentrate and you use your imagination, in a way, the more you use your imagination, the more imagination there is and the more imagination you have. So when you're really very focused, sometimes as you're listening very carefully while you're playing, you have to listen at the same time, you hear something and you think, oh, yes, I was going in that direction, but that's even more beautiful than I thought, and I'll have to remember that for the next time.
You love to play, don't you?
Yes, I do like to play very much. It's the most satisfying feeling. If it's going well. If you don't make too many mistakes. It's when you make too many mistakes that then you have to go back to work before you can have that real satisfying feeling.
But after the work comes that satisfaction.
Yes, always, always.
Would you play something else?
Oh, well, with pleasure. But I'll have to ask you to move. Because I'd like to play a piece by Chopin, a study, an etude, and I move my right hand a lot, and I wouldn't want to hit you in the chest by accident. And if you could stand over here,
all right,
then this is a piece that has a lot of busy things going on in the left hand, too, and you can get a better look at it from over there.
Good.
Okay?
Uh-huh. I'm so proud to be your friend.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Andre. Mm. I hope to see you soon.
I hope to see you soon.
And I wish you well at the concert tonight.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
grateful that there are people in the world like Mr. Watts who will work hard to bring us such beautiful music to listen to. Really grateful. Some food for you fish. They're grateful for the food. You know, Andre Watts was once a little boy, and he must have wanted very much to be a fine pianist, because you really have to work very hard to get to play that well. Did you hear how he said that he has made lots of mistakes as he has learned new things? Everybody does. That's all part of trying, of not being afraid of making mistakes. And as you keep trying, and you do better and better, it can give you such a good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling, you know, that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. It gives me a good feeling to be able to share wonderful people with you. People like Mr. Watts are great people who you'll always be able to remember. You and he make each day a special day by just your being yourselves, your growing selves. I'll be back next time. Bye.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.